to Middle Child Syndrome with
Rafferty
and his dad. That's me. How you doing, everybody? We hope you are all well. Rafferty and I are doing all right. I'm not appreciating this cold weather. It was blowing freezing walking
the
dogs.
And it doesn't snow. It's just rain.
Oh.
There's no snow. If it's going to be cold, then at least have snow, world. Darn you.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I think some parts of the world have got some snow. I think Scotland might have had some snow, but I feel like Scotland gets quite a lot of snow.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the downside of where we live, really, is that we don't often get snow. And it felt like it was cold enough for snow.
Yes, but it just doesn't happen, which is sad.
I had to nip outside yesterday evening briefly, and, you know, there was like a mist everywhere, and the street lights were sort of glowing in the mist, and it was just like, oh my god, it's so cold. It just feels like the perfect weather for snow. Where's our snow? No snow!
Alright.
Anyway, so Rafferty and I haven't been up to too much.
Nope.
Just been cracking on, enjoying the weather. Have you played any new games, or have we played more of any old games?
No.
Well, we've played some games.
Yeah, we've played Minecraft Dungeons a lot for playtime.
And Rafferty has introduced his little sister to a game, haven't you, Raf?
Yes, I've introduced Clementine, my little sister, to Animal Crossing on the Switch.
You have indeed.
And today, she caught a fish. All by herself.
All by herself.
I taught her about the A button and everything, so she knew how to catch a fish.
She did. That's amazing.
Did you help her in, like, any way?
I got her lined up, and then she... I told her, like, when to press the button to get the rod in the water.
Did you move her there?
Well, she saw the fish and she had the rod in the water, but she wasn't quite lined up in front of it. So I was like, so we moved it together. So her thumb was on the controller and then my thumb was on top of her thumb. So we moved around together. And I was like, okay, now press the A button to get the rod in. And then she put the rod in and then the fish swam over and went bump. I was like, wait for it. Ran over again, bump. Wait for it. And then it came over and it pulled the thing and I was like, now press the button now. And she pressed it and then it went woo.
Oh, yes. That's why I want a gamer baby.
She's not a baby. She's a big girl.
Okay. Gamer big girl.
Happily tell you. Clementine is 2.5 now, and if you call her a baby, she's very quick to tell you she's not a baby. She's a big girl.
Yes.
Which is delightful.
We are getting off topic, but it's the best topic we're getting off.
Yeah, well, I think that's this whole show, isn't it, really? There is no sort of...
main rules.
Exactly. There's no rules. There's no off topic. We can do whatever we want.
So today we are going to be doing some quiz questions.
Yeah, we're going to be asking some deep and difficult and searching questions of each other. We've both written down some questions.
I've written 2 down.
I've written 3 down.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. We can figure it out.
I'm lazy. I was watching YouTube videos.
Oh, you're researching.
What?
You know, you want to be a YouTuber, so, you know, you're learning about your craft. That's all you're doing. Professional athletes will watch videos of games that have been played so they can understand how the best teams play. So you're watching YouTube videos to learn how to be the best YouTuber. It's like training, it's practice, it's research.
By the way, guys, I just watch YouTube videos because they're fun.
Shockingly, I heard that.
How did you do that? Right, on to the questions.
So who's going to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay, so you ask me your first question.
My first question, if you had time, what video game would you play?
If I had time. Like, if I had, like, a big chunk of time. So I had, like a day. I had, like, a whole day with nothing to do.
If you had a whole week.
A whole week?
Wow. And you were still earning money.
Okay. So I have a whole week with nothing to do except play video games.
Yep.
Do I have to pick just one game?
Yes.
That's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you'd play, like, a grown-up game.
I probably would.
Or maybe you'd get, like, a new game and play that.
Maybe. I feel like I'd want to play a role-playing game, because those are the kind of games that you can really spend a lot of time in.
Like Dungeons and Dragons, or...
No.
Or English people call what help English people call it.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
like a role-playing game on the...
Like Minecraft Dungeons?
No, that's not really a role-playing game. That's a roguelike. I mean things like Fallout New Vegas or The Outer Worlds or Skyrim or something like that.
Okay.
So, obviously, as you know, Rafferty, I've played a lot of Fallout New Vegas. I really love
Yes,
that game.
you do.
I think it's fantastic. I like the Fallout series anyway, I like the world, but Fallout New Vegas is far and away my favourite.
What if the new Fallout was good?
Well, that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Because you told me it wasn't that good. And if you like the new Fallout, we respect that. That's fine. My dad, daddy just says, or my Rafferty's dad just said that he didn't think it looked that fun.
And from what I've heard, they have improved the game a lot since it came out, so they've made it better, which is cool. But so I think the studio that made the best, I think the studio that made Fallout New Vegas was recently bought by someone, Microsoft maybe? No, that's not right.
Actually, I'm changing the question. If you were young again, what video game would you
What,
play?
like a kid?
Yes.
If I was a kid.
I think you'd play something like Spyro or something.
Never really played Spyro.
What if you could play it?
I think so. A friend of mine at university had Spyro on his PlayStation 1, and it was fun. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't as good as Mario 64, which is a similar sort of 3D platforming game.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed Mario 64. That was tremendous.
Mm.
And as you well know, I really love Mario Galaxy. We've talked about that. I think have we
Yeah.
talked about that on the pod before?
Yeah, we have.
But I love
Because
Mario.
I said I completed it, but that I didn't actually. I haven't completed Mario Galaxy because of this one word. It's called race.
Oh, race levels. Yeah, they are tricky.
Yes.
That is a shame.
I hate Mario le racing levels. It's
Yeah.
just. I hate it.
But not Mario Kart, that's fun.
No.
No.
But like levels where you have to beat someone.
Yeah, that can be very tricky. I remember trying to find other stars to try and avoid
Yeah,
these
that's
levels.
what I did. I was like, there's got to be another level that I can play to not do
Yeah,
a race.
definitely.
'Cause I'm just terrible at them.
So
And
maybe Breath of the Wild then, because that's another role-playing game, a game that you can easily spend a lot of time playing.
but I said if you were a kid.
You're a kid and you've played Breath of the Wild.
But it wasn't around when you were around.
Oh, what? Like I'm traveling back in time?
Yes.
Oh, goodness me. Oh. Now you're asking.
I think it'd either be a Pokemon game.
Oh, that's a great call. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Pokemon, that's a very good idea. I would play a lot of Pokemon. I do like Pokemon.
Also, actually, it has to be 3D unless it's Pokemon.
What?
No, it can be Pokemon, which is 2D, but but all the other games, it has to be 3D.
Well, so there was a game I used to play on the Mega Drive called Story of Thor. I think it was called Beyond Oasis in other countries, and that was a role-playing game that I really enjoyed. It had like this, but it wasn't 3D.
That doesn't matter.
It looks like Pokemon, but a bit bigger. And you had this amulet on your hand, and it has this gem.
Oh yeah, you've told me about
Yeah,
that.
and if you fire it at fire, you can call a fire spirit. If you fire it at water, a water spirit. Fire it at shadow, you can call a shadow spirit. And then
Yeah,
there's.
that was released on a Switch in a thing, and I played it, but I was like, I can't even get past the first boss. Old video games are hard.
All video games are hard. There's a really old video game called Comic Zone, which is like a side-scrolling like platformer game, but a bit of a beat 'em up too, where you have to defeat enemies as you go through the levels. And when you punch people, you lose health, but you can't get through the levels unless you punch people. It's really hard.
That seems impossible.
It does seem quite tricky. Yeah.
Imagine someone you have to beat to get on with the level. You just die in an instant because how does that even work? Is it like one of those Pokemon moves where you lose? Like, that doesn't make sense. Why would you look punch?
Ow!
Bah, bah, bah,
And
bah.
you broke your hand. Ow!
That just doesn't make sense.
Old
And
games are.
that's probably harder than Cuphead.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Okay, I better come up with an answer. So it has to be a game that was around when I was a kid. So I was a kid, and it has to be a game that was around when I was a kid.
But it doesn't actually have to be 3D. It can be any
Okay.
D.
I think I'll play Super Mario 64. It was an excellent, wonderful game, easy to spend a lot of time playing.
I only got past the first, like, bit.
And now I'm thinking maybe Pokemon. Maybe the Pokemon game where once you defeat that, I think it's the one that's set in Johto, and then when you defeat Johto, then you can go and play through Kanto.
Okay.
That one. Wait, well, so that or Mario 64. That'll be the one for me.
Okay.
Okay, so you asked a question, so how about I ask a question next?
Okay.
I've got three questions to choose from. I'm going to go with this one, the top one. I'm going to start with number one.
Like I did.
Like you did. So, which two things that you like do you think it would be the most fun to combine? For example, Lego Zelda or Pokemon Minecraft or something like that.
You can get mods in Minecraft, so... I think I'd say Lego Zelda because you can get mods in Minecraft.
Okay. Why is that? What does that mean you can't pick it? And it doesn't have to be those two. Those are just examples. Artemis Fowl Lego or...
That would actually be good. What about...
Or an Artemis Fowl... I know that's different. Not an Artemis Fowl video game where you get to play as all the characters.
Why wouldn't that be good? Especially... Well,
that's not really the question I'm aiming for, but that would be cool.
That, yeah, because, like... Yeah, that would be like an old video game.
If different people in your party and they all have different skills.
I was feeling like it would be like a thing where they could... Like Crash Bandicoot, where they all have different things that they can do. Like Artemis Fowl can, like, do something and Butler can just smash everything and shoot everything.
So I was imagining they're all together at the same time and then there's different problems and you have to be the different people to solve the different... Like, if there's baddies, you get Butler or Holly, maybe... And then if there's, like, brain stuff, you get Artemis. If there's digging required, you get mulch, all that kind of stuff.
I was thinking about that. Or there could be, like, little stations where you could swap people.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And, like, Holly could have a hovering ability, and Mulch could have a digging ability where he, like, went underground for a few seconds and popped back up.
And Butler could have a plough through everything by running really fast ability.
Or maybe just a machine gun ability. Or maybe just some fast pistol rounds.
But apart from, although Butler never shoots anybody except trolls, hey?
No.
Probably for the best. But anyway.
Like, it'll be like High Warriors.
Yeah, a bit like that, maybe.
Because, like, there'll be, like, different enemies and you can unlock so many more people. So, like, Artemis Fowl's dad with his robot leg and he could do, like, a robot leg kick.
He doesn't have a robot leg, he just has a prosthetic leg.
Oh. That defeats the
purpose. Anyway, what would be the thing that you would combine? So two existing things.
Can I say...
Would you put Pokemon in Zelda? Would you put Pokemon in Mario? How did that work? Would that work? I don't really know if that would work. I suppose that's already kind of... Smash Brothers has those two things combined. Yes.
I think I'd say... Can I say also a small video game?
If you want.
Because that seems like it would be very fun, though. I would pay good money to
I mean, based that. On how high-pitched your voice has gone, I feel like I have to say yes. Because your voice has gone really
high! Okay, yeah, I'm saying Artemis Fowl video game.
Artemis Fowl video. Okay, that's cool.
Video game people, please make this. It'll be my dream when I make videos about it.
Okay, so what's your...
Because, like, I'm a YouTuber.
What's your next question? Hey, stop whispering to the audience!
Okay, if you could have any Minecraft Dungeons weapon, what would it be? You don't really know of any Minecraft...
Well, I know that you really want a diamond sword.
Yes, because they're good. But they're, like, the hardest... I know that you can get them in Creepy Crypt, Pumpkin Pastures and Creeper Woods.
Okay.
So I'm onto that.
Does it have to be one that's in the game, or can I make one up?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, purples. I'm gonna say you can make one up.
Outstanding. Okay.
But it can't be in any way near to other franchises.
Okay.
But I'll allow the Master Sword. But it can look like the Master Sword, but not be like the... It can't be called the Master Sword.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'm tempted to go with, like, a really big hammer. Like a big mallet, like a big...
That's already a thing.
A big comedy wooden mallet. Not like the
hammer,
but like a huge, like, giant Bugs Bunny massive mallet, because that would be hilarious.
Also, spider. A Spider Ham, Big Mallet. Spider Ham has one.
Oh, yeah, so he does.
Because he's a cartoon character.
He is. That would be cool.
Technically, anything in Spider Man and so Spider Verse is a cartoon character because it's all. meh.
Well, I was thinking you could, like, you could do a big, like, bosh, and it would knock everybody back, or you could hold down the button and swing yourself round, around, 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 and a whirlwind of
hammering. Yeah, but they don't do that. Like, no, it's just one attack.
Maybe.
I think that smash one is a good idea. So you'd smash, and then thwack would come up at the just above it.
That would be cool.
Yeah, like critical hit, where if you land a critical hit, a purple skull appears. But if you could do this, though, like, instead of critical hit, it would thwack. That and it did extra damage.
Whammo,
plus, there could be a
blam,
new there could be a new enchantment called called Anvil Drop. And there's a 50. There's like you upgrade it, so there's like 10, 20, and 40% that an anvil will drop on the hit enemy because of cartoons. Yeah,
that'd be funny.
Yeah, but, and there could be like a and there could be a new artifact, dynamite, because cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Where you make a big pile of dynamite and it goes boom.
What are the items called that you can pick up? So you got like you got your armor, you got your main weapon, and you've got your ranged weapon, and then you have like three slots for the little things.
Artifacts.
Kind of have spicy sauce as an artifact. And it squirts out a huge jet of spicy sauce.
Like your corrupted beacon.
Like your corrupted beacon, except what this does is it sets fire to some things and it drives people crazy because it's so spicy and it's like, and then they start attacking each other.
Yeah, like, because you can get an enchantment in the game that makes it so enemies can attack each other.
So I'm going to go with either the giant mallet or spicy sauce to create chaos and madness.
Okay. Alright.
Was that your... Okay.
That's my final question.
Final question.
You've got two left.
I do. Okay.
Is any of yours video game related?
Sort of.
Okay.
The third one's not video game related, but this one, maybe. I'm glad we left our vocal warm-up still in the middle of the episode. That was definitely the right thing to do.
Yep.
Right. Rafferty, which game, book, TV show, or film do you think you would most enjoy being in?
Say that normally.
Rafferty, which... Oh, sorry. Which game, book, TV show, or film do you think you would most enjoy being in? Like, if one of them was real, which one do you think you'd most enjoy being in? Would it be great to be a wizard in Harry Potter, for example? Would it be great to be Mr. Penguin's assistant?
I'm going to say Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Oh, with the Oasis.
Yes.
There's a new book out, Ready Player Two. It's a sequel.
Oh, cool. Mm. I wonder if it's going to be good. Because sequels usually
I've read a review that says it's still fun, but it's not as good as the first. But I have only read the one review.
Okay. So, yeah.
So you're going to go with Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Because you think that whole online world would be...
Because like, they have VR, and the Oasis just seems like a real, a really big step up. But I guess I'm not very good at racing video games, so I wouldn't compete in that race.
There's lots of other things to do, isn't
there? Yeah, yeah. Like most of it's dangerous, though.
That's interesting, because I wondered if you might choose to be a Pokemon trainer, because you've said before that you wish Pokemon were real.
Actually, yeah. I could be a good Pokemon trainer. I could be a rival that actually wins.
Wait, why would you be the rival and not the main person?
Because I would be an actual good player, because rivals, most of the time, aren't very good.
Not so hot.
No,
they are not so good.
Let me just take out a list of the ones that, oh, this thing goes all the way down to the centre of the earth.
So you're thinking either Ready Player One world with the Oasis,
yeah,
or possibly a Pokemon. So you wouldn't want to be like Artemis Fowl's other brother.
No.
too hectic.
Yes.
But you wouldn't want to be like a, you know, like a dwarf or a fairy
No.
or anything like that.
No.
Or a
I mean,
centaur.
I could be a fairy that doesn't do anything.
Like an elf that you just have your wings and you fly around and it's all good.
Yeah, I could be a police officer that doesn't get hurt.
Just a donut and coffee loving police officer.
Nah, I think I would just be like a just a regular police officer that deals with like robberies and
Okay.
stuff.
What about like the Dragon Prince or the Last Kids on Earth or She-Ra or something like that?
Nah.
Are they all a bit too hectic for you?
Yeah.
Too much mortal danger?
In the Last Kids on Earth, there's zombies and giant beasts
There is some giant beast. Oh,
and
what about,
zombies.
I know. What about glitch techs? Would you want to be a glitch
Oh
tech?
yeah, that would be good. These are all TVs on, these are all things that I watch on Netflix.
So there's glitch techs, She-Ra, the Dragon Prince, the Last Kids on Earth.
Yeah.
And what was that other one that you watched?
Keeper.
Yes,
Yeah, that
Keeper.
one's good. That's
Well, they're all
one.
quite good, aren't they?
Yes. So I think my favourite's actually my favourite's probably the Dragon Prince, because that one was just amazing. Yeah.
5 stars recommendation from Rafferty.
Yes, 5 stars. I'd say The Last Kids on Earth, and I haven't even finished the second series of that.
Have you not? Oh, okay.
And Keeper, because that one's just good.
What about San Diego, San
No,
Diego?
I didn't really watch.
The first series was great. I'm not sure about how the second series was, though. We never really
No,
watched them.
I never really watched that.
We watched all the first series, so that was really good.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
So you think you'd either be a glitch tech,
I.
a Pokemon trainer, or in Ready Player One?
Yeah.
And is there any books that you'd want to be in?
Nope.
No?
Actually, no, Mr. Penguin's assistant.
That might be fun, hey?
Yeah.
Always bringing him a fresh fish finger sandwich.
Yes.
Or a knight to help Tiuri.
Two.
And the letter to the king.
I no. No.
Again with
Yes.
the mortal
He's
danger.
literally always being hunted. Now we haven't actually seen the film for that yet.
No, that's true. We haven't. We should
We need
try.
to watch that. We need to sit down and watch that together.
Yeah, I think you're right. We should try and find. So I'll be off a bit over Christmas time. We should find time to sit down.
Also, I think he has magical powers, which is
So it's another situation where they've altered the source material.
Yes, definitely.
Could be good, could be bad.
Yeah.
Like the first Harry Potter film is almost exactly like the book, and you know it's fun and everything because the book's really fun. But I'm not sure I want a complete recreation. Sometimes it's fun to see talented people doing their
Yeah.
own thing, whereas some of the later films take the book and change things slightly, and I think that
Yeah.
makes them better,
They
maybe.
should make Mr. Penguin films.
Oh, or a really cool Mr. Penguin animated series. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Now you're talking.
That'd be really fun.
And it wouldn't be like humans, it would be cartoons.
Yeah, and like maybe like in like a Danger Mouse like art style or
Yeah.
something. That'd be fun, wouldn't
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
it?
What was the question again?
Which game, book, TV
Oh,
show or film do you
yeah.
think it would most enjoy
So
being in?
I'd say Glitch Tech, Mr. Penguin's assistant,
Pokemon Trainer.
Pokemon trainer,
Already Player One.
Already Player One.
Okay.
I'm not sure why I'm coughing into my arm.
Well, you shouldn't. You're supposed to cough into your armpit,
Yeah.
aren't you? So you're doing the right thing. Okay, so if I'm going to ask you to pick just one.
Oh, that's making it a lot harder. We did also mention that I'd be a really really non-important
Oh yeah,
I
police
almost said
officer.
FBI.
Open up.
Yeah.
I
I'd say
It's a lot of silence for one podcast.
I'm gonna say we go through them again? Actually, no, Pokemon trainer.
Okay, boom, done it, nailed it. Whew, you're there.
Right. Second
Oh, I mean, I was going to ask which region you would be the trainer.
Oh, Gala.
You think Gala?
Not England.
Tropical paradise of Alola.
England. Gala's based off England.
It is.
If you didn't know that, Gala's based off England, the country that I live in. So, yay me.
I only ask because, you know, Alola is a tropical paradise and it seems quite nice and warm and sunny.
But I like
England. You can move wherever you want. Okay, but you like where you live. That's fine. Okay, I get it. My final question. Probably the most difficult question. Okay. I say it was the toughest one for last. I figured you'd have warmed up by now. You'd be ready. It's super tricky. So.
Is it actually going to be not that tricky?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's dive in. How many pancakes do you think you could eat in a single sitting? So you go in, you sit down at the table, it's pancake time. How many pancakes, what's the most pancakes you think you'd eat before you're too full to move?
Because I get pretty full on pancakes. I'm going to say 3.
3?
Yes.
Wow, a low number.
Yeah, how many do you think you could eat?
Like 10?
Oh my God.
No, maybe not 10, that would be a lot, wouldn't it? I'm trying to remember, when I was a kid, and we used to have pancakes and stuff like that. We'd only really have them on like pancake day or very special occasions and stuff like that. And my mum always made like a big batch of mix, and we'd get like 1 and then 2, and then like, how many's left? Is there more left? And we're like, I want 3, and then there maybe 4, and then I think like the most we would ever get is like 5. And then when my brother and I were older, we made ourselves pancakes sometimes, and we'd make like double mix, so we'd end up having just like loads of pancakes.
Oh my God.
It was fantastic. We'd have like maybe 7 or 8 pancakes each. You'd be like, oh, it's all full of pancakes.
So, that's it, listeners. Today we are going to end on a happy note.
Oh, well, we're not quite ready to end, I don't think, are we?
We're not.
We can end if you want.
What else do we have to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Well, okay, all right.
Yeah. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this listen. Why am I speaking in this way? Sorry if your ears have been broken repeatedly.
I'd like to apologise on behalf of Middle Child Studios. Rafty James needs to be transported to a mental health facility immediately. He's had a complete breakdown.
Oh, yes! So, that's it, everybody.
I'm going to do an on-air diagnosis of cilliitis, Rafty. It's a diagnosis.
I think I've got maximum cilliitis.
Yeah, I think it certainly seems to be maximum cilliitis.
So, goodbye, listeners. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And a note from our sponsors. I'm Raf and I do YouTube videos. Oh, yeah.
And now a word from our real sponsors. Ever wanted more pancakes? Choose Rafferty brand pancake mix. It's delicious and it makes just enough pancakes to completely fill you up. How many is that? About 3.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, listeners. Bye.
Bye.